This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. And what a great show I have for you today. You know, it's New Year, and what do we think about when we think about our pets in the New Year? We want them looking good, right? Start the year with them looking good. And I don't know, for me, the start of the year lasts about the first quarter, so we're still in the start of the year. So I'm excited to introduce my next guest. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Maria Fernandez. She is the Senior Director of Brand and Product Development for Tweezerman. Welcome, Maria.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for having us on the show.
I am thrilled to have you on the show. So, talked a little bit about this prior to the show, but I just have to say, Tweezerman, I mean, you have the best tweezers. And people that are listening, these are for people, of course, the tweezers, but the people tweezers are, they're the best there are. I don't care if you like another brand or whatever. No, try Tweezerman. I'm not getting paid or a stash of tweezers, I wish, to say this, but they have the best, best tweezers. And I'm so excited to hear that they've come out, fairly new, but they've come out with pet grooming tools. So, Maria, keeping in mind that Tweezerman is well known for their tweezing products, you know, the tweezers and all kinds of products that are in that same family of grooming for people, how does that craftsmanship and philosophy translate to pet grooming tools?
Thank you, Michelle. That's so true about our brand. We definitely stand behind our quality, and we take really good pride in our tweezers as well as all of the other products. We want to make sure with every product we put out there, the product is doing what it's intended to do in a precise way with a quality that's going to stay with you for the long term. And we wanted to make sure that we were extending that to every member of the household. We have products for humans of every age, every demographic, as well as baby. And pets are our babies. So why not have them also included in our grooming routines? We wanted to ensure that this collection was delivering all of the safety standards, all of the quality standards, and giving parents a product they could really, really trust to bring home to their pets and give them the best possible care during their grooming routine.
Thank you. And let's talk about grooming for a minute, because some of us, you know, take our pets to a groomer, and some of us prefer to do the grooming ourselves. And some of us are in between. You know, we might, if we live in warm climates, even though people are on the fence about that, but do maybe a shorter coat for our dogs during the, you know, warmer months. But otherwise, we just self-groom. Why is it important for pet parents to know that the quality of the grooming tools that you use on your pets are so important? So what would be the biggest risks for someone using low-quality grooming tools? And what are the benefits of using high-quality grooming tools?
Absolutely, Michelle. We consulted with groomers along the entire development process. We know that there are so many pet parents out there who are just so comfortable going to the groomer, and some might be scared of grooming at home. Our goal was to take that stress away and to bring tools that have safety features built in. So some of the things that we were learning throughout our research and development process and working with not only groomers, but also vets, is that using a low quality tool can actually risk your pet's health. For example, let's say you're using a low quality nail clipper. You're going to have to put so much more force into that clipper to get one smooth cut for your pet. And that leads the pet to have added pain, stress, discomfort, and eventually they grow really, really tired and really scared of ever being groomed. And we want to make sure the pets are comfortable. We want it to be a bonding routine with the pet parent. We want them to want to be brushed. So we ensured all of our products have those safety features to let your pet really have this moment of pampering, bonding with your owner, with your pet parent, and that they feel safe. So we built in safety features. So for example, our clippers are super sharp and they're going to cut in one smooth motion. So that reduces the level of stress on the pet and the amount that you have to spend grooming them. Our slicker brushes, for example, have these safety tips that are going to prevent the skin from being scratched. And that's a health concern right there that we wanted to address. And we wanted to make sure that we were eliminating mistakes that could be made in the grooming process that later end up with an unfortunate situation during a vet visit. For example, ticks. A lot of people use our tweezers. And we love that people love our tweezers, but they're not really made to remove ticks. What could end up happening is they're too sharp. The tick is actually cut in half, and now you're leaving part of the tick under the skin, which will lead to an infection. So we wanted to make sure that we were bringing products that, again, could be trusted by the pet parent and could develop this sense of nurturing for the pet. We want them to feel comfortable, and we want to really make it like a spa experience, just like we would for a human.
Thank you for that information. I'm glad you mentioned your tick tool, because ticks are so crucial for pet parents to watch out for ticks. Not only are they bad for your pet, they can transport all kinds of illnesses to people. And contrary to what some people believe, they don't just exist in, the forest or, hiking in the woods or something like that. My dog had picked up ticks just around my neighborhood. And it's crucial, you're right, so crucial to have the right tool to remove that tick. Because if you leave half of that tick in your dog and it burrows, you're talking a lot of discomfort for your fur babe and a huge vet bill.
100%. Yeah. And we always talk about prevention when it comes to ticks, but there are circumstances in which you cannot prevent. And we wanted to make sure that we had a tick tweezer that was specifically designed for those moments and that will allow any pet parent to remove that tick in a way that is safe for their pet and easy to use, but also stands behind the same tweezerman standard that we follow for human grooming tweezers. So that was something that we were very cautious with in terms of how we engineered it, as well as how we incorporated all of the groomer and vet feedback into from a safety perspective.
What has been your feedback on using quality tools when talking to veterinarians or professional groomers?
We have learned so much from our partners on the vet side as well as the groomer side. So we wanted to get both perspectives. They're both important. And from the groomer side, they're really doing these routines day in and day out. And they have so much exposure into different pet coats and nail sizes. And they have used so many products in the market. And we wanted to understand from them, what are the challenges that they were facing? How could we bring something that would be of the best quality that they could trust so they wouldn't have to replace it so frequently, because a lot of them were telling us, we're replacing our tools every 6 months. How do we get something that we can either send in for sharpening or that we can just trust over a long period of time? And that's what tweezerman is. So that was our main goal. And then from the vet side, we were learning, listen, here are the mistakes I see pet parents making when they're grooming their pets. Here are some of the scenarios that we have experienced that have led to treatment or infection. And here's how you prevent them. So I was talking about a slicker brush before and the safety tips that were built into them to prevent the skin scratching. it is so easy to scratch your pet and not even realize it, because all of that is underneath the coat and the fur. And none of us want to harm our pets, and they might not be able to express that discomfort. So when we were building those specifically, we tested them with different tips and different finishes to ensure we were delivering a brush that was going to make that pet feel like they were going to the spa, like they were getting a massage and they were getting to just relax and spend time with their owner. But so many other things are important. For example, how heavy the product is, because we don't want to fatigue the human who's using it. How noisy it is. If it's too noisy, it's going to essentially scare the pet into running away from their routine. So it was all about learning about what makes the product function its best, but also what makes it safe for the pet to learn that grooming is not a negative experience. It can be a bonding ritual with your pet parent.
So Maria, being, you know, a human, I've used your tweezers, which I shouted about at the beginning of the show. I've used your tweezers for years. And even now, I'll sometimes acquire a new one. I love the fact that you guys were sustainable before that was a thing, because you sharpen the tweezers for the life that you have the tweezers. I believe there's no charge. There's just a minimal fee for postage. So I think one of my tweezers is 20 years old, thanks to being resharpened a few times. So is this benefit also available for Tweezerman pet tools?
Yes, absolutely. When we said we want to make sure that the pet collection follows the brand values of our human collection, we made sure that sharpening was included. So you can send in any of your pet collection shears, scissors, and the tick tweezer in for sharpening. Same exact process that you just mentioned for our tweezers. You basically go on our site, fill out a form, ship it in. We'll gladly sharpen it for you. It does extend the lifetime of the tools, and we're happy to do that because, like you said, we have so many people who write into us and say, I've had my tweezers for over 40 years. It was passed down to me from my mother, my grandmother. It holds a special sentimental value for me, and I want to keep it. And that's why I'm loyal to your brand. So we know that makes a big difference, and we wanted to make sure that was part of the pet collection as well.
And that's very cost effective as well.
Absolutely, yes. It definitely ensures that you have a tool that will stay with you for the long term.
Exactly. All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem, but the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell she was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk. She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's carnivora.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Maria Fernandez. She is the Senior Director of Brand and Product Development at Tweezerman, and we're talking about their line of Tweezerman pet grooming tools. So we're going to talk a little bit more about beauty in this section of the show, but I have to ask, what is the one grooming tool that every pet parent should have?
I would absolutely say every pet parent needs a nail clipper. Nail clipping is a grooming routine that can be a little bit scary for parents, but with the right tool and the right education on how to clip the nail, it is so essential to your pet's health. We know that if you don't cut the nails, they can long way past the comfort level that your pets need. but in some breeds could actually lead to other potential health issues. So getting comfortable with just clipping your pet at home every 4 weeks, every 6 weeks is crucial to their routine, and something that every pet parent should have in their home. As I mentioned earlier, we ensured that our clippers were very sharp so that when you cut that nail, it's doing it in one motion and clipping off what you're intended to do without requiring much force from the pet parent. And we also have a safety feature built in so that the clipper has a self-closing mechanism. So when you're leaving it around, it's not going to lead to any harm for your humans or babies or pets.
And I agree with you. It is essential to have a nail clipper on hand. And I mean, I have cats now. Just my dogs are in Doggy Rainbow Bridge or wherever the special place they go besides my heart. So I have cats, and cats normally will, you know, use a scratcher. But I have a lazy one. So I check his nails every so often. He's chill, which I'm grateful for. And I use the tweezer and nail clippers. Even though, are they good for cats as well as dogs?
Absolutely. Our small clipper is designed for both dogs and cats. In fact, the entire collection is designed for dogs and cats. There are so many cats that need clipping, to your point, and they tend to sometimes scratch things around the house. So you want to make sure those nails are nice and smooth. So on top of the small clipper being great for cats, we also do have a nail file that we tend to give away free with the purchases on tweezermanpet.com. So that's also a really great tip for anyone who has a cat that might be scratching unwanted furniture.
Well, what I thought was great is that, see, Dennis is lazy, and being an older cat, his nails can split and his dew claw nail it grows overnight. I mean, I always watch his dew claw nail because that grows too long. That can cause serious problems. And the Tweezerman clippers were fantastic. I wasn't sure if they were for dogs or cats. I just used it and it was fantastic because I have used clippers before, and especially on nails that could be a little bit softer on an older cat, they don't clip clean. So you end up doing part of the nail and it shreds a little bit. I don't know. Maybe my cat is just kooky and that's what happens, but it's better for so much better for, you know, their health and so much easier. And the fact that it's easier on cats is a huge plus because we know how hard it is to cut cat's nails.
You bring up a really great point and something that we learned during the development process. And that's exactly what you said. If you're not using the right clipper, or if you're putting too much force, you will end up crushing the nail, and that will cause splitting over time. And that splitting can go all the way up to the vein of the nail and cause a lot of discomfort for the pet. So that's another great reason why a quality clipper is so important for everyone to have at home at all times. But also, I also had a puppy that had issues with her nails and would go outside and accidentally split it. And I had to have something handy at my home, just like so many people do, to be able to take away anything that shouldn't have been there. And hopefully that didn't lead to a trip to the vet. But absolutely, the nails are definitely a health concern, and I would highly recommend everybody to have a clipper on hand.
Thank you. Let's talk about pet grooming. So there's been a huge shift in people doing a lot of self-care, beauty for pets. Is this a social media thing, or do you think it's because we think of pets as our kids, we call them fur babies, you know, our children? What's driving this, you know, need to beautify our pets?
There's definitely been a shift. I agree with you. And I believe it started with COVID. People had the ability to learn more. There's so much more information on social media, on AI apps, on any research that you do, really, on the health of your pet. They're so similar to humans, and they do need that self-ritual connection. They get stressed like us. They feel like us. They need to be able to have a pampering session. And people got more comfortable during COVID, during those things at home. And it became a momentum, a movement, really. And I think it's here to stay, but I don't think it is limited to social media. I think it is actually something that humans are doing with their pets. I mean, I could speak to my own routines with my pets and what I'm doing with them, but I also speak to my friends and what they're experiencing at home, and they're treating them like babies. They're 100% their babies, And I don't think that's going away. I think people really want to treat their pets like a member of the family because they are. They're part of our household.
Yeah, so true. So Maria, why do you think pet parents are even more willing than they used to be to invest in premium grooming products?
I think it all ties back to that importance of health and the abundance of information that we have now. We know that a pet's body, whether it's a dog or a cat, they're in a different form than a human, but in a lot of ways, we're similar. So if we do something for ourselves and we're putting better food in our bodies and we're using the best possible products for ourselves, we extend that onto our fur babies, right? And that's what you want at the end of the day. You want to purchase for them what is going to be the best for them, the healthiest for them. And all of that research that you're conducting online is going to lead you to the products that are going to be best for your lifestyle, but also best to ensure that you're giving them the most comfortable and stress-free grooming routine that you can. Grooming can be stressful, so we want to minimize that. We want to make sure that the tools that they're being groomed with and pampered with are actually allowing them to enjoy the moment, the bonding moment with their parent, which in the end becomes that little spa feel that we were talking about, that self-ritual of self-care and general wellness that is needed, you know, for your pets just as much as your human.
Exactly. So let's talk about looks. How would you say the Tweezerman pet grooming products balance aesthetics and style with functionality and safety? So basically, what pet parents probably are thinking about is, okay, it works well, but how does it look? And to me, I want to say, you guys have not bought Tweezerman tweezers. They look great. But how do the pet product line look?
We wanted to make sure we were building a collection that was durable over time. So we were selecting the highest possible quality materials that we could find. And we designed them in such a way that they are very neutral. So they can really fit into anyone's design style or aesthetic, right? We wanted to make sure they were aesthetically pleasing, conveyed that they were a product of premium quality, and ultimately built for the comfort of the human and the pet. There are a lot of products out there in various different colors and different materials, but we know over time those materials tend to get gummy. You have to end up disposing them every 6 months. And at the end of the day was that if you're buying a Tweezerman product, you should be able to keep that for a lifetime, for the lifetime of your pet. And that's how we ended up with the design that we have now, which is built to be premium, to stay with you long term. And it won't get gummy over time. You won't have to dispose of it every 6 months. And as we said earlier, you can sharpen some of the items to extend that longevity. So that was the primary focus for us in delivering a collection that is visually appealing and most importantly, effective and safe.
So if you had to build the perfect Tweezerman pet essential pamper kit or just a gift kit, what would you say it should include?
I 100% would gift a slicker brush. I have seen firsthand pets who have in the past been scared of a brush, and we have introduced them to our slicker brush, the Tweezerman slicker brush, and I've visually seen the pet melt away into their brushing routine, which I just love telling that story. We experienced it during one of our photo shoots, and I also experienced it in my personal life. And I love seeing the pet enjoy the product. I think it's a really good basic to have. So I would say a slicker brush, a clipper, and a bathing brush, because it makes bathing so much easier with our 2-in-1 shampoo brush. It's one hand, you put in the shampoo and you can pump and lather at the same time. So I highly recommend those three items as a gifting basket.
A great choices. So we have lots and lots of pet parents listening. What is one grooming tip as a pet parent and as someone who's done a lot of research? So what is the one grooming tip every pet parent should know about, but usually overlooks?
I think shedding is a big one.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much research out there about shedding and it's seasonal sometimes and sometimes it's not. Sometimes certain pet breeds just shed year round. And one of the things that we learned, and I've been applying recently since I just got a puppy that sheds a lot more than I've been used to, is constant brushing really helps with minimizing the shedding, and also bathing. Super important. You have to consult with your vet to see what is recommended for the specific breeds that you have. Sometimes it's every 2 weeks and sometimes it's once a month. But keeping up with the bathing really, really reduces the shedding and it keeps your pet safe. So I think that's one huge takeaway for me that I would share with everyone, because I know shedding can be very challenging to manage.
Yes, it can. And I've had seasonal and year-round shedders. I think I have year-round now, but with the cats, they don't discriminate. Every month is good for them to shed a little bit. So I want to thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us about the Tweezerman pet grooming tool. Where can our listeners buy it and find out more about the line?
So I highly recommend looking at our website, tweezermanpet.com. We also just recently launched a blog, and we're using that as an opportunity to partner with different experts in the field to bring additional education to pet parents and really make people aware of things that you could do to keep your pet safe.
And where can people buy it?
So it's available on tweezermanpet.com as well as Amazon and Chewy.com, and coming to other retailers soon.
Thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us all about Tweezerman pet grooming tools.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
I hope everyone enjoyed this show. I am such a big fan of Tweezerman products, and their pet grooming tools are fantastic. I did try them out on my nephew dog and also on my cat crew. So Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly are my cat crew. I tried it out on Dennis because I like my arms, so I wasn't going to try Molly, and Charlotte is a scaredy cat. But Dennis is the laziest at using a scratcher, and I always have to do his nails, and I was so impressed. So thank you, Tweezerman. And again, thank you, Tweezerman, for coming on the show. Thank you, Maria. I so appreciate your time. I want to thank everyone that's listening to Best Bets for Pets. Wow, it's 16 years this year. Wow, a lot of shows. So thank you so much for your listenership. I appreciate it. Thanks to my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly, especially Dennis, who not too willingly lent me his paw, but was very patient, and he was happy. It took so much less time with the Tweezerman nail clippers. And of course, the show would not be the same without the magic of my producer. Thank you, Mark Winter, for the magic you do on all of our shows. We appreciate it. And hey, keep listening. You never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.